Good afternoon and welcome to the Beauty Files with Juanita. I am Juanita. I'm so glad you can join us today. Happy Friday. In my part of the area, town, country, whatever you want to call it, it is sensational. The weather is perfect. It is one of those fall days that you wish could stay around forever. And speaking of fall, you know what's going on lately? People are looking at the new fashions and, you know, we're trying to get into our outfits and our clothing and whatever. And you know that they got something that you want to wear, you want to get into. And then you realize, I got to lose some weight. We are always talking about weight loss. And I know that's what you're going to say on the Beauty Files with Juanita. I do that because, you know, when you reach a certain age, you always want to look, or you always don't want to look your age. You always want to look younger. Well, to me. I mean, some people want to look their age. I want to look younger. I've been told I look younger, and I feel a lot younger. So this show is going to be, our first guest, rather, is going to be all about an angel that's going to help you lose weight. And then later on in the show, we're going to be joined by two other guests. One is going to talk about D.C. Fashion Week. Now, you've heard about New York Fashion Week. You've heard about Paris, Milan. But D.C. has a phenomenal Fashion Week. And we're going to talk to Ian Williams about that. And he's going to give us the scoop on the new designers and what's in store for D.C. Fashion Week, which started Wednesday. And it goes through Sunday. And then also, you ever heard of this expression or this term or this practice? It's called structural integration. And Priscilla Sota, she is a practitioner. She's going to tell us exactly what that is. And it also, what the practice does, it encourages more energy. You breathe easier, manage pain. And we all kind of need that in our lives, you know, especially moi. So I am looking forward to finding out how I can breathe easier and stand straighter and less pain. And I encourage you, I know a lot of you like to do Twitter at The Beauty Files too, but I want you to call in if you're not afraid. The number is 1-888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And you are listening to The Beauty Files with Juanita. And I am joined by Angel Jones. She is called the Weight Loss Angel. Angel has lost over 125 pounds. She did it naturally, so it was no going under the knife or some crazy diet. She did it naturally, and I want to welcome Angel. She is such a wonderful spirit. Welcome to the Beauty Files. I'm so privileged and so happy to have you on the show.
And I am so excited about being here this afternoon. And how are you?
I am doing phenomenal. And I have to tell our audience, I'm going to let them know where your site is or whatever. But there's a before picture and after picture of her. And, I'm always saying people are pretty whatever size. But her after picture, it's like a half of a person. A lot of people want to know, how you do it? What is your secret? And why are you the weight loss angel?
Well, that's my radio name. I'm also a radio personality. And my father gave me a pen called the Diet Angel. And I said, no, I really don't like that. And after losing 125 pounds, I actually spread my wings of knowledge and help everyone is interested on how they can lose weight another different way besides dieting with different companies.
Because that's true. Yeah, I have too. I'm shameless to say I have. I mean, I've tried everything. I've tried every method. I've tried every scam. I've tried a diet one time that made my tongue want to stick out all the time. that's a hot mess. I've actually took some medication. To this day, people are asking me why my tongue keeps moving. It's because of those pills. I took a supplement, a B12, and my tongue now moves voluntarily. It's not, I'm not trying to be sexy. I'm trying to be sexy. It's just disturbingly crazy sometimes, and I have to watch myself when I, you know, I'm like, oh my God, my tongue's moving again. Okay, let me pull back. But you're doing it naturally, which we love.
Yes, what happened? I was 290 pounds, in and out the hospital. I had fibroid tumors. I had 9 of them. Oh. And my husband and I, we planned for a baby. And the baby got stuck inside of the tumors and died. And I walked around for months with a dead baby inside of me. And they couldn't get it out because of the tumors.
Oh, my.
So with that, yes, it was a horrible experience. And I was depressed. And I ate even more.
Right.
And the more that I ate, the more problems that I would have. Then I had this disease called endometriosis.
Yeah.
And it was growing so rapidly and wild that it went around my left kidney. And doing that, I lost my left kidney. They tried to put a stent in it to revive my kidney so I could have, you know, be able to have both kidneys. But they couldn't do that because it had wrapped around my body parts.
Wow.
Then I went to then Oregon to a Dr. Redwine for him to remove the endometriosis. Then they had to remove my left ovary, my left kidney, my left urethra, plus the tumors.
Oh,
so,
my God.
In the meanwhile, yes, I've been in and out the hospital. I ran into a tree. I fell asleep behind the wheel. And I have a replaced hip and a replaced knee. And through all of that, I still got bigger and bigger. And I was very unhappy. And I started eating even more.
Oh, wow.
And then I went to the doctors. They rushed me to the hospital because my pressure was 250 over 150. And they told me that I could possibly have a stroke. So while I was in the hospital for 12 hours, I'm saying, why am I killing myself? Self-suicide was a fork, knife, and spoon.
Yeah.
And I lost my baby. I'm getting ready to lose my life over food. What am I going to do? So I started praying and asking for answers. And I went away to a place called Hallelujah Acres. I stayed there for a couple of weeks. And I learned that what I was doing wrong is that I was eating man-made food in a factory that was killing me. The orange dyes, the blue dyes, the green dyes, the fat from the food, the hormones that are injected in the food was blowing me up. Sugar-based food, everything was sugar. And that was causing me to just constantly gain more weight. To reach 290, size 26, size 4X shoes, with ankles swollen, can't hardly breathe, can't hardly walk, legs rubbing together, and I was miserable. My husband, he takes the picture that you see of me. I said, honey, take a picture of me because one day I'm going to lose weight. And he said, you will always be a hunk of hog, and you would never, ever lose weight.
Oh, my.
And now,
you know what? I was just about to ask you, did your husband play in your role of, you know, getting to where you are? How did he accept it, or did he accept it? Did he like you, you know, at that weight? Did he think you were sexy? I mean, I was just about to ask you that.
Well, at the time, what I think was very funny is that he did not like a big woman. I lost weight. Now he wants a big woman. I don't get it.
Oh, my God.
I don't get it. But
he's now a fatty now. He likes fat women, and you're like, oh, well, it ain't happening here.
I couldn't believe it. My husband looks like he needs to wear a bra. His stomach looks like he's ready to birth a child.
And they never notice that, do they? They need a man's ear, and they don't know that they need a man's ear.
Yes. So what I did was I was trained by Billy Blanks. I don't know if you heard of him.
Oh, yeah. Billy Blanks, definitely.
Billy Blanks gave me an opportunity to train at his camp in California with And everybody told me not to go because I have a replaced hip and a replaced knee. So they said it was the silliest thing that I could ever do, go somewhere and exercise. But because he knew that I wanted to help people gain control over their weight, mm-hmm. he certified me as one of his Taibo instructors, even though that I was disabled.
Wow.
And that changed my life because he believed in me. He knew that I wasn't there because I was all of that, because everyone in his class, oh, they were all looking really good. But he mm-hmm. said, why are you doing this? I said, because I want to help disabled people and people all around the world know what they're doing to themselves and how we're being destroyed and brainwashed by society through television.
And I am so glad that you actually did that, you know, as far as joining his exercise class at the position that you were in, because everybody thinks that, you know, and I love to see exercise tapes or programs done by real people, not just, you know, those cute models that are all made up, which I still don't understand. It's like, if you're sweating, makeup is the last thing I'm going to do when I'm working out. When I'm working out, I'm just looking crazy. But I am so glad that he was able to have you in that class in the position that you were in. Again, the number is 1-888-627-6008. You're listening to The Beauty Files with Juanita, and we're talking with Angel Jones. Continue talking about your Taibo experience.
My Taibo experience was very intense. It was very hard. Billy Blanks is no joke. His tapes are really like a joke. They're like cartoon compared to being with him one-on-one.
Wow.
He works you, and I mean nonstop. You might do 3 and 4 hours in a row where the whole class clothes are drenched like somebody threw you in a swimming pool.
Oh,
but he works
wow.
you.
But is it safe to say, Angel, that most of your weight loss success incorporated some type of exercise?
Some type of exercise, drinking water to wash that fat away. Most people, I don't like water, okay? God
either.
Gave us water to rinse out the toxins, to wash out the fat, to get the poisons out of our body that's laid into our cells that was causing me to have all these tumors and diseases.
Wow.
This is what's going on to our bodies. We don't even know. We're so into washing out the inside of our, not washing out the inside, but the outside. We want to be clean.
Right.
We want to take a shower and a bath
right.
and put on some cologne. But we don't think about the inside needs to be washed out. The organs are packed with all kinds of chemicals inside
right.
of us, and that's why we're getting sick. Because of those chemicals and packed into the cells, and we have all these billions of cells, but we're putting sodas and, oh, my goodness, and we're putting, I don't even want to mention some of the names, but they have dyes in them. They have coloring and sugar
right,
and salt
right.
and a whole lot of fake stuff, and that's what's making us sick because we went against what God told us to do.
That's
it was
true.
To eat the food that he provided for us. And he had the herbs for us and everything we're supposed to be eating that people don't like. They want to do it their way, but that's why so many people are in the hospital, and that's why we have so many funerals.
And that's why we have so many overweight teenagers and young people. I mean, you think about how old you are or I am or whoever is listening to the show. Most of my audience are 40s, 50s. We're not as big as the 10 and 12-year-olds. We got some fat 12-year-olds. And they don't want to do any kind of exercise. All they want to do is play, you know, Game Boy or iPod, iPad, you know, tweet, Facebook, all that, everything with their fingers. It's like, you know, tweet with your feet and run down the street. I mean, I'm just saying, nobody wants to do any type of exercise anymore. Do they even have exercise class, like, you know, the recess? That we used to have when we were in school. Do they have that anymore?
Some schools have that, but that was my problem. I was an overweight child myself. And, you know, I had enjoyed food, okay?
Right.
We had pizzas. We was making cakes, cookies, pies, and all these different types of desserts. And a lot of times my mother didn't know that she was doing something that was damaging me. She didn't know that it was killing me. She didn't know that I would be in and out the hospital, you know,
yeah.
as I got older. because parents, they want to be like all the other parents. I want little Johnny to have these hot dogs and hamburgers and mm-hmm. ice cream, and they buy it in the store for them, but they don't really know that they're killing their children. They don't even know that. And that's what upsets me, and that's what, when I go out and speak in engagements, I let them know what you were doing to your children. You're trying to make little Johnny happy, but you're killing little Johnny.
You're making little Johnny a fatty. You're not making him happy. You're making him a fatty, and you're making him a target for bullying. I mean, I'm just saying. You know, it's like we need to get our kids into a mode where, you know, when I was younger, you know, I think my mom may have thought that I was going to be a the word was tomboy. But I think my mom thought I may have been like, you know, become a man, because all I did was play sports. I just wanted to play with the boys, maybe because I liked the boys. But it's like she kept calling me a tomboy. I think we need more tomboys. We need to get these girls, boys outside and just start running around, like Michelle Obama was saying. Just get them to run around sometime. Eat from the earth, as you said.
Yes.
Which I love your philosophy. I love the fact that you say flush out your system with the water, you know, eat what God made, you know, on this earth instead of all the other additives.
Yes, factory-made food is not healthy for us. There's no nutrition in there. It has been stripped, and they added and put everything together so that they can sell, so that they can make the billions of dollars off of us. And then the doctors is making the money, the pharmacist is making the money, the hospital is making the money, because we are eating the foods that are dangerous for us. So everybody's getting paid off of us. Because
and
we're
Angel,
not doing
that
what
was
we're
that was so
do.
Profound. That's so profound you just said that, because the domino effect that you just said, that all the stuff that's being added, it's making a lot of other people rich, because if you have hypertension, you got to take medication, so you're making the pharmaceutical companies rich.
Yes.
Oh, my.
And I hate to tell you this. I believe in all my heart that there will never, ever be a cure for cancer. Never. You can have all the marches, the runs. You can get $50 million. Because if you came up with the cure for cancer, you're going to put the oncologists out of business, the radiologists out of business, the chemotherapists out of business, doctors out of business. Everybody's going to be out of business in the unemployment line. There's not going to be a cure. I'm sorry.
I know that. Oh, my gosh. You're absolutely right. Because everybody will lose. It's like, you know, keep it going. I'm actually surprised they have, you know, medication that will slow the process of AIDS. I mean, I guess the operative word or the key word here is slow the process.
They slow
not
the
cure.
Process, but believe it or not, our body can heal ourselves if we do what's right. That's the way God had it hooked up. We can heal within.
Yeah.
But we don't. So I don't take a lot of medicines. I don't take no flu shots, because I know what's in the flu shots. It's some chemicals in there that will blow you away. And I'll tell anyone, all your listeners, before anyone injects anything in your body, read what they are injecting into you.
Oh my God, Angel, you're phenomenal.
I'm keeping it real with you. I
no, you are really keeping it real, and you're right. You know, I don't do flu. No, I'm going to say flea shots. No, I don't do flu shots, because I don't know what's coming inside of me. I want to know what's coming
That's
inside.
Right.
I want to be prepared. What's going in? You know, and even though sometimes, Angel, I will say I do eat, you know, the wrong things sometimes. But most of the time, I try to eat the right things, and I try to eat more things that, you know, I go to flea markets, I go to organic markets, and I try to eat more stuff like that. Because as
That's
we get older, it shows on your skin. It shows, it you know, because you're putting something inside that's coming out.
You're absolutely right, and I'm going to tell you something else. I don't drink any milk either. You know why? Because the milk is for the baby cow. You don't drink elephant milk. You don't drink monkey milk. You don't drink dog milk, but somebody told you in the 1700s that you're supposed to have some milk from another animal. And that's why we have ear infections. That's why the children have colds and they have the phlegm and the mucus. You have no idea what they do to a cow. All you got to do is go to a slaughterhouse. A lot of cows are sick.
you just wouldn't believe how they inject it with the hormones and all the different types. But they tell you, oh, it's good, you have calcium. If we have so much calcium, then why do we have so much osteoporosis? It's all a game. And that's what, when I go out and step on stage, I let everyone know we are being gamed.
Yeah. We are, as Malcolm X would say, we have been led astray, ran amok, bamboozled.
Yes. And
you are phenomenal. You are phenomenal. I want our audience to get to know you more, and I want them to get your website information because we have run out of time, unfortunately. Tell us where we can find you, Angel, and where people can find where you are, listen to you, all that good stuff.
Yes, I come out to anywhere. I've been trained by Billy Blanks, Les Brown, Norma Hollis. I'm with the Public Speakers Association. I go out and just help anyone that's interested in knowing more. We have different skits. I mean, it's unbelievable.
And your website is, I'm looking at two.
www.theweightlossangel.org. www.theweightlossangel.org. Or you can call me at 1-844-WL-ANGEL.
Ah, Angel, you have been such a treat for my audience and for myself, and it's been such a pleasure talking with you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And I look forward to meeting you in person soon.
You will. You certainly will. And you're listening to The Beauty Files with Juanita. And coming up next, we are going to be joined by Priscilla Soda. She's going to tell us about what structural integration is. Kind of on the same lines as Angel, as opposed to Angel was telling us about what to put inside of our bodies, Priscilla's going to help us to get what's outside better, if that makes any sense. But you're listening to The Beauty Files with Juanita. Give us a moment. We'll be right back. Welcome back to The Beauty Files. Angel Jones, what a wonderful person. The weightlossangel.org is her website. And you are listening to The Beauty Files with Juanita. Give us a call. I got some questions, and I'm going to forward them to Angel when we're done. But give us a call at 1-888-627-6008, or you can tweet us at The Beauty Files 2. Priscilla Soda, this is something that a lot of people don't know. I was very thrilled to find out and learn what you do just from, you know, research for the show. And I have to say, it blew my mind. It's called structural integration. And Priscilla Soda, welcome to The Beauty Files.
Thank you.
So tell our audience exactly what you do. What is a structural integration practitioner?
Well, we practice the work of Ida Rolf, who was a PhD in biochemistry, graduate of Columbia University back in the 20s when women weren't doing that. And she came up with this amazing method using the focusing on the connective tissue of the body, also known as the fascia. And people don't pay very much attention to the fascia, but she called it the organ of support in the body. She found out that by manipulating that tissue, that it was very flexible, and she could actually change the structure of the body. Mm-hmm. And enough that you can see it in a before and after picture.
Wow.
And she was working, you know, finding a lot of people that were not, having their needs met through traditional medicine. And she said, you know, we've looked at the body through chemistry for all this time. Would it really hurt if we looked at it in terms of physics. So so she found out that she could change the body structure through working with this very flexible tissue. And there's also, there's, you know, I keep using the word structure, but there's, you know, an emphasis on the structure, and that there, one of the goals is that there should be an axis that goes through the center of the body, and that we, move from that axis. And so that's what we look for when we look at someone. We're looking to see where that axis falls in the body and try to get them aware of where the center of their body is.
So who is a candidate for this? I mean, how do you know, how would I know or anyone know out there, how would they know that this is something that that I can possibly use to correct or help change an image or a situation? How do I know that I, you know, even know about this? Because a lot of people would probably think that they can get a massage or a deep tissue massage, and maybe that can stretch the muscles. But what, you know, how do you know if you're a candidate for this?
You know, my brochure says structural integration is for everyone, and I really think that is true.
Okay.
I have people that come to, you know, that come to me because they're in pain and they want to be out of pain. I have people that come to me because they just want their bodies to work better. They want to be able to, you know, run faster and jump higher, or, you know, or, you know, and I also have people that come to me because they've heard that the work, that if you're doing emotional or spiritual work, this work is helpful for you. And so I think anybody will benefit from this work.
Oh, okay. Is there age cutoff? You know, can anyone come? I mean, to 1 to 100? I mean, can anyone come in?
1 to 100. Every class in at the school that I went to had a baby day, and we would have babies come in. People bring their babies in from the community for a free baby day. But and you know, I've worked on very elderly people, so it really doesn't matter your age.
Will this help a person who's going through some type of arthritis, or, you know, can it help, you know, minimize the pain, or you know, stretch the tissues from that, you know, from inflammation or arthritis?
Arthritis is a systemic problem. I can't, you know, often there's some, you know, something accumulating in the joints, or there's a loss of cartilage or whatever. I can't replace cartilage. And if you have something accumulating in the joints, I can't do anything for that. But I can help with movement in general and your overall feeling of well-being.
Oh. Okay, so Priscilla, okay, so I made an appointment. I decided I need to get this done by you. So what am I going to experience in a structural integration session? What can I look forward to, or what's going to happen?
Well, the first thing I would do is take a look at you from four different angles to look at the structure and decide what particular areas need help, and then we would get you on my table. It's hands-on work, so it might kind of look like a massage sometimes, but I don't like people to even think massage when they walk in my door, because, you know, people come for massage, you know, for different reasons, but often for relaxation and to feel yummy. And this really is more, I'm trying to change the structure of your body. It's not really about that. Although, you know, I mean, there's sometimes when it can be relaxing and other times when it can be challenging, you know, but I just don't, I think if you come in thinking massage, you're going to be disappointed.
Right, right, okay.
Yeah, but,
because
you know,
thing,
but sometimes
someone
it looks, what's that?
I say, because I'm thinking that that would be what some person, you know, they come in there and then you telling them to lie. I mean, are you undressed? Are you, you have clothes on? I mean,
the people
the
will be in their underwear.
Okay.
I work on people in their underwear.
Okay. Because I'm just, you know, I guess that would be the first thing that someone would think. But you're, I mean, I'm looking at some of the information here. You're asking people to do these breathing techniques. You're basically trying to get their body into a different being.
Yes.
Okay.
The people that come for this work are really, if people come in my door one time, they will come back because they're really excited about the change that is happening in their body.
Wow.
So the change is really dramatic in the way that people feel is the change is very dramatic.
That's phenomenal. And I love that. You're listening to The Beauty Files with Juanita. How many sessions should one person anticipate having to, you know, to go through this in order to start feeling better? Is it just after the first one, or do you have to do several?
Yeah, well, we do a series of 10 sessions, and each
okay.
session has a particular goal. And I always marvel about how Iderol figured out that, you know, if we get this to let go, this now, then this will let go easier next time. So, we call that the recipe. That's a, you know, practitioners will call it the recipe, but so each session has a particular goal, but and there are certain places that anybody can do one session and see how they feel about it. If you're mm-hmm. going to do session two, then it really is better if you come back and finish third session because you'll just feel more balanced then. So there's certain places that it's best to, if you're going to stop in the series, and it's the odd sessions. If, you know, if you're going to stop, you want to stop at 1, 3, 5, 7.
Yeah, and I just got a question from Twitter. Someone wanted to know, do you take insurance?
Well, not really.
That would be a no.
You know, most insurances these days, you know, want you to belong to their plan or they, you know, I have at times been covered by PIP, you know,
okay,
personal injury
right.
protection. And if you've had a car accident, especially if it's the other person's fault.
Okay.
But, and medical spending accounts will usually cover it.
Oh.
But, you know, I really try not to get involved with, too much with insurance. Workman's comp is a pain.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm sure. Yeah,
just,
I've heard
you know
about
how
that
it is.
Nightmare.
They just want you to kind of jump through hoops, and then you're still not sure if you're going to get paid. So,
exactly. Yeah.
So I don't, you know, I don't usually deal with insurance a lot, but there is. If medical spending accounts are usually a pretty good bet that
oh.
they'll get covered.
Okay, and so we've made the appointment, we've gotten a session, we're feeling, you know, great. But what are some of the benefits? What can we, you know, get from having this done to us?
Okay, well, the benefits are really amazing. People will get longer. As that tissue
wow.
as that tissue gets longer, people will get longer, and your friends will start saying, you know, I can't put my finger on it. I don't know what it is. Have you lost a little weight lately? And you'll go, well, no, haven't lost any weight. But, you know, your weight might be distributed a little bit differently. People have a new inner confidence. They learn so much about themselves and where they've been holding their tension and where in their body they've been protecting themselves. So so people have a lot of emotional change from this work, and people will notice that about you. They move better. Their movements are more fluid, and they have less pain. I think you're less prone to injury because, you know, what we're doing is getting this this connective tissue is supposed to be fluid, and it gets stuck in places.
Right.
And so as you get that, the tissue layers unstuck, then more movement is available to you. But also, I think one of the reasons why people have injury is because, you know, you have a fall or whatever, and if that those layers of tissues are stuck, there's nowhere for them to go. So you're more likely to have a tear or a bone break. So if those tissues get to be healthier, then if you have a fall, then they're less likely to be injured.
Well, you know, as you were saying, you know, earlier, you were saying about you get taller and you actually, somebody will say, you know, what's going on, and you actually get taller. I actually started sitting up straight because I just realized that I was slouching, and just for the fact that you know, it's like, oh, let me sit back right, because but that is so phenomenal that you gain more inches. I mean, you get taller because, I mean, you know, girls, you know, we all, I mean, and there's some short men that listen to the show, and you know, if that could just be that. It could just be you need to go see Priscilla and get get it, you know, get yourself structurally integrated.
Mm-hmm.
Which I love. It's amazing how you don't realize there are things that you can do without going under the knife, per se, to make yourself look and feel better. And this sounds like it's the perfect cure. Priscilla? Uh-oh, I think we lost Priscilla. Maybe I was talking too much. Doug, I think we lost
Priscilla.
I'll
bring her right back.
Okay, and so while Doug is bringing her back, I'm going to find her website. You know, I love live radio because when you flub or whatever, it's okay. I'm looking on the website. It's called rolfguide.org, and that's rolfguide.org, and it's a guide for structural integration. And basically, it gives you all the information about what we're talking about. Now, Priscilla's, if you want to contact Priscilla, it's Priscilla, S-I, S as in Sam, I as in integration, .org, or is it .org or .com? .com, and that's her website, and you can make an appointment with Priscilla. Do we have you back, Priscilla?
Yes.
Oh, okay. We had a little...
I'm sorry, that was my landline. It doesn't usually go out like that. It just, all of a sudden, I just lost the connection.
Oh, my. And I'm going to, well, let's hope mine don't go out. So I was telling you that, you know, I'm sitting up straight now because, you know, we all want to feel and we all want to look tall, and we don't want the assistance of having to wear like 9-inch heels to look tall.
Right, right.
We just want to look tall without
our
heels.
You know, sometimes I'll have, you know, people talk about the posture, you know, oh, I really should stand up straighter. And, you know, if you're trying to stand up straight, you're actually creating more tension. The idea is, you know, when you do the structural integration sessions, then it feels natural for you to stand up straight, and you don't have to be thinking about it or adjusting yourself.
Okay. 1-800-627-6008 is the number, and most of you are sending me tweets at The Beauty Files, too. Does the structural integration, does it last, Priscilla?
Yes, it does.
Oh, it does.
As a matter of fact, We've done before and after pictures of people 6 months later, and your body will continue to improve. Once you start to change the pattern, that pattern will continue to change. So you'll continue to get better. And Ida Rolf used to say that that having this work was like changing a Ford into a Mercedes, and you might get to be an older Mercedes, but you would never get to be a Ford again.
I like that analogy. I love yeah. that analogy. So if we want to see you, Priscilla, you know, and get this done, but before, you know, we have about a couple minutes left, I'm just looking at your brochure that you gave me. So you're basically saying, do you want better posture, relief from tension and pain, breathe easier, maximize your workout, to move from your core? What is that, move from your core? You talking about like that spot that when you hit, you like, ugh!
You know, Ida Rolf was the first one to be talking about the core, and now everybody talks about the core. You know, if
yeah.
you do Pilates, that's their big thing, talking
right.
about the core. And really, it's just, you know, what I said before, that you have a sense of where the axis of your body is, and you move from the center of your body.
So how are we getting more energy with this?
Well,
how is that happening? And how are we breathing
better?
When those
layers are stuck together, then there, you know, when if that tissue is fluid, then the layers will slide back, layers of muscle will slide back and forth. And when the layers are stuck together, some of those muscles are not working optimally for you. And the muscles that have more freedom are doing more of the work than they should have to do. So when those layers are not glued together anymore, then the muscles can work better independently, and then it just takes less energy to move and get around.
Mm, that's a good. I have an analogy for that. That's like getting some great shoes, and then, you know, you put some of that shoe stretch, and you're like, ah, that's the stuff. I mean, now it fits really good, and now you can move your feet. But that, I love the fact that if you give me something that will allow me to move better, because I tell you, one time I tell you now, I've always got to throw my personal story in, and I'm going to let you go because I want you to tell people your website. But I sat down on a shoot. I was at the Pentagon. I was sitting down in the secretary's office. Oh, and, you know, everybody was ready to go, and I could not get up like I used to. I thought I could just jump up. I rolled over, rolled up on my knees. I said, what the frack is going on? I could not believe that I was – so I just started working out and started doing these things you go up – I can't even think of – not lunges, the other thing. Just kept sitting up and down, getting up and down, because that was the most embarrassing thing. And this guy said, you going to make it out? You going to be able to get up there, boo? I said, boo? Okay. I got up. I rolled over on my leg, on my knees, and I got up. And then from that time on, I said, squats. I say, from now on, I'm just doing a whole bunch of squats, and I squat all the time because that is embarrassing. And I'm so glad, Priscilla, that, you know, that's my personal, yeah. You know, I'm glad I didn't have a dress on because that would have been a hot mess. But I'm so glad you were on our show today, Priscilla. And how can we find
you? Well,
you
should come have a session with me, and then
I would love to
talk about what it was like.
I am going to take you up on that, Priscilla. And everyone hears me. Priscilla threw it out there, so I'm grabbing it. I'm going to take you up on that. I want a session. I want people to
All
know
right.
how fabulous I feel. And how can they reach you?
Well, let's see. My phone number is 240-462-8295. My email is sihome@verizon.net. I have a website that is priscillasi.com.
Priscilla, you have been a – and, oh, Priscilla's a neighbor of mine, too, by the way. We didn't know that until like, we started chatting. So I'm like, wait a minute, this 7, this number here, it looks a little familiar. So, yeah, we're neighbors, and I'm going to take Priscilla up on her session, and I'm going to report and tell you guys what happened on the next show because I am really looking forward to that. Priscilla, thank you so much for being a part of the Beauty Files with Juanita. I really
All right.
appreciate
thank you so
being
much
on
for
the
having
show.
Me.
And coming up next, not New York, not Milan. Yes, D.C. Fashion Week. It's happening this week, and you will not believe all the wonderful designers and things that you can see this week. Coming up next, Ian Williams. Stick with us. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Welcome back to the Beauty Files. Priscilla Sota, her website again is Priscilla S-I, Structural Integration, S-I.com. And you can reach her at 240-462-8295. And you are listening to the Beauty Files with Juanita. We have a great show. And joining us now is Ian Williams. He is with D.C. Fashion Week and anything, everything, fashion, makeup, all that. I'm looking at the site. It just looks so scrumptious. Welcome, Ian, to the Beauty Files.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Happy Friday.
This is Happy Friday, sweetie. You know, this show is amazing because you're all over the Washington area with different shows, different designers showcase. What exactly made, or let me ask you this question, is D.C. Fashion Week like the New York Fashion Week, or are we better?
Well, I'm a little biased, of course.
Yeah, exactly.
And I like to tell everyone, you know, it's a tale of two cities. We do things differently. You know, we are the nation's capital. We are the most powerful city in the world. We make policies that affect the lives of everyone. So the focus, of course, is on us for our biggest industries, which, of course, are politics and tourism. And that being said, you know, New York has an extremely large population. They're home to many of the top modeling agencies and marketing firms and designer labels. The great thing about D.C., although we're a fraction of the size of New York, every major fashion label has a retail presence here. And they do that because they know Washingtonians love fashion. They know how to exhibit it well. They are great consumers, and that means something. And because of our diverse culture, and we're home to so many different industries, we're more of an international fashion week. So we're able to have a lot of local designers showcase their talents, and we pair them up with national and international talents. And just to give you a snapshot, we have designers coming in from Indonesia, Persia, Liberia, Tanzania, just various parts of the world for D.C. Fashion Week. So it's an exciting time for the city. It's a great opportunity and platform for designers, models, makeup artists, hairstylists, bloggers, other journalists, and, of course, media outlets such as your great program.
Oh, my God. You know, I Ian, I'm just looking at all the different things that you have coming up. And, again, you know, I love the diversity of the different types of designers that you have. You have, you know, a modesty type of design. You have the couture. What can we see or find as far as new designers? What is in store for us?
Well, we launched a new platform last night at our Fashion Industry Networking Party, where over 1,200 people registered for the event. We went out to different areas, schools that have fashion programs, and Bowie State University and Howard University had a great team of designers that presented a look to show us what the next generation designers are doing. And I thought that was very important so that as we as established designers don't forget where we came from and try to give, reach back and give a helping hand to the next generation of designers. We also have designers that have done many great things. They've been on various platforms. We have a great menswear designer out of D.C., Andrew Noel, who, of course, has been on shows like BET Rip the Runway. He's also showcased in L.A. and also at Harlem Fashion Row. He's dressed a number of celebrity and high-profile individuals. We have Shalina Couture from Paris, France. She's also done Paris Fashion Week, and she is in London doing great things, and it'll be her second appearance here at Fashion Week for both swimwear for the Emerging Designer Showcase and also for the her couture collection at the finale. We have new countries that come in and send designers to participate in Fashion Week, as well as we have new designers straight out of D.C. that are also exhibiting for the first time. So it's great to see such diversity and a mixture. We do believe that beauty comes in more than one shape and size. So, you know, forget what you see in some of the other Fashion Weeks. D.C. is all about being international and showing what a great country we live in.
I was just about to ask you that, Ian, about the sizes, and you just told me that. And what I also love about our D.C. Fashion Week, because I'm a D.C. girl, is the fact that your designers that you have on this show or on this platform, they're bringing art to the word fashion, which I love.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we're delighted that when many of the designers come here, like from Indonesia or Kazakhstan, and we know that they see prestigious publications as Elle and Vogue, and we're expecting that they're going to want a certain type of model. And and they come in and say, oh, no, we have that already. We're from our country. We want something different. And they really favor the ethnicities that we have in Fashion Week. And it's so strange when we see their collections before, they have all European models, and they come in and say, no, we want African-American, we want Asian, we want Latino, we want something different to go back and show our country. And that's really, really flattering and encouraging for us that we're in the step in the right direction.
That is very flattering, and I'm so happy to hear that we have designers that are here or that are showcasing their wares here, and they don't want the typical Caucasian, very skinny. They want diversity. They want ethnicity. They want something different that can showcase not only their work, but showcase how it looks on other people. Vast amount of people.
Absolutely. They want to make sure they can identify with the consumer. And we hear many of them say, hey, we want some curvy girls.
Hello. No. Hello there, darling. See you on the runway.
Absolutely, absolutely. Hashtag curvy girl.
Hashtag curvy girl on the runway.
Yes.
Ian, you know,
absolutely.
I want you to tell our audience about what shows are still, and if you still have tickets available for any of the other events, because it's still going on. We have a show tonight, tomorrow, and the finale
absolutely.
On Sunday.
Right, we have a limited amount of tickets still available today, also at the door. We're going to be at 12th and K Hotel, formerly the Four Points. We're showing Modesty Fashion with our special guest designer from Indonesia. She has a great social media following, over 500,000 followers for her fashions, and they're very, very innovative and trend-setting for Modesty style. For those who don't know about Modesty is a form of dress where women, usually Muslim faith, but it's for any woman. They basically want to still be covered but fashionable. It's a little different from the traditional wardrobe that was favored by that community, and now it's open to everyone, and they come out with vibrant colors and trend-setting styles. And just to show you how much of it's catching on, we're sharing with the world that Rihanna, you know, of course we all know who that is, she did a bizarre editorial in Modesty Fashion, and it was just really well received. So you're going to see a lot more of that with other, you know, pop icons following suit with that. That's tonight at 8 p.m. Saturday is our Emerging Designer Showcase. We have 13 fashion houses that are going to be exhibiting everything from menswear to swimwear to cocktail dresses, and that's going to be at the Washington Post Conference Center. That event is sold out, but we did reserve a small amount of tickets for the door, standing room only. Doors open at 6 p.m. And then Sunday is our finale. It's our International Couture Collection Show, our 21st. Edition of it. It'll be held at the Historical Society of Washington. We still have a limited amount of general admission tickets available. Front row and VIP are sold out, but we still welcome people to come in and support Fashion Week, see what some of the great designing talent we have lined up, and of course, support all. We have 100 local models in the production, so it's lots of diversity, lots of beautiful people, all as sharing the same mission of establishing Washington as a center of international fashion.
That and I'm just looking at your website, and again, like Ian said, the tickets are going fast. But I went to a show that you all had at the French Embassy, and it was a phenomenal show.
Absolutely,
I took my mom. It was phenomenal.
Thank you.
If I can even say this, Ian, it was a beautiful show. And a lot of times you see, you know, you go to fashion shows and you're sitting, because I went and got the VIP. I wanted to sit in the front and see all, and my mom was sitting there. And not all the time you see a show and you can actually say it's a beautiful show, but it was a beautiful show. The fabric, the designers, I was amazed, and I thoroughly enjoyed myself.
Oh, that is so good to hear. Thank you so much. We never take that for granted. We really try to, you know, raise the bar each time we're doing Fashion Week, because we know designers and models and vendors and media outlets, they have other options, and we just want to try to give them, you know, a good value for their experience, and we're just happy to, you know, share, you know, a lot of people's dreams come to light on the runway, and we thank Washington, D.C. We thank you, of course, of just being able to be a media partner with us and helping us spread the news about DC Fashion Week. So we're very grateful. And again, thank you.
Oh, it was my pleasure. And again, if you want to try to score some tickets, or if there's some still available, as Ian said, go to dcfashionweek.org and check and see if there are any more tickets available. And you will love the experience as much as I will. You will be so satisfied. And Ian Williams, thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule, because I know you have to go. But I'm so glad that you were able to talk to us about DC Fashion Week.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And again, that's dcfashionweek.org. And check them out. Get some tickets. And it's for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They have 3 more shows available. And very delightful and very magnificent designers that are going to be showcased on the show. And I thank you for being a listener on The Beauty Files with Juanita. I'm Juanita. Until then, you take care. I was going to plug a show. Yeah, I'll still do it. I think it's like the third Friday of October. I believe I don't have it in front of me. We're going to be doing the Metropolitan Cooking Show, and we are really keeping our fingers crossed for one chef that's going to be headlining the Metropolitan Cooking Show. So we're keeping our fingers crossed. He has restaurants all over the world, and he is followed by several thousands of people, and everybody loves this guy, and I'm really hoping that we have him on the show. But I won't say his name yet, because if he doesn't come, I'll be looking bad. So until then, you take care, and I'm so glad you listened to The Beauty Files with Juanita. Until we chat again, take care. Bye-bye.